Between 8:30 in the evening Moscow time and 6:30 the following morning, Ukrainian forces launched more than 390 drones at the Moscow region. Russian air defenses neutralized most of them, but 81 were destroyed specifically as they approached the city itself, and at least one apartment building near Moscow sustained damage. Three airports, Vnukovo, Sheremetyevo, and Domodedovo, were disrupted, with flights diverted or delayed throughout the night.
The timing here is almost impossible to interpret as accidental. Zelensky flew to Washington hours after that attack, and he's sitting across from Trump today. Whether Kyiv intended this as a show of force to strengthen Zelensky's negotiating hand, or whether it was purely operational, the message that arrives with him is, Ukraine still has the capability and the will to reach Moscow. That's not a trivial thing to walk into a meeting with.
And the scale matters. This is not a handful of drones. 390 plus in a single overnight window suggests significant coordination, significant drone production capacity, and a deliberate decision to escalate pressure at this exact diplomatic moment. The Russian response has been characteristically defiant. Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin confirmed the numbers and emphasized that most were intercepted, framing it as a defensive success. But you don't shut down three airports for a defensive success.
Meanwhile, Russia is simultaneously making noise through diplomatic channels. Moscow is demanding the United States explain who failed the Anchorage formula before it will engage with any new peace proposals. That's a reference to the talks that happened earlier this year. Russia is essentially saying, before we listen to your next idea, tell us why your last idea fell apart and whose fault it was. It's a stalling tactic wrapped in a grievance, but it does put Washington in an awkward position heading into the Zelensky meeting.
And then you have the Pentagon admitting to Congress that $400 million in authorized Ukraine military assistance won't be fully delivered until 2029. That is 3 years from now. That is into the next presidential term, whoever wins in 2028. The Trump administration is essentially telling Congress, we authorize this money, but the pipeline is so long that it outlasts the current political cycle. That has real implications for Zelensky's leverage. You can't negotiate from strength if your weapons resupply timeline extends 3 years into the future.
Trump has also been blaming Biden publicly for what he's calling a depleted weapons stockpile. And that framing is politically useful for Trump domestically, because it lets him distance himself from Ukraine's supply problems while also explaining why he can't simply turn on a spigot. But Zelensky is not in Washington to discuss whose fault the stockpile is. He needs concrete commitments. And the gap between the drone strike optics and the $400 million delivery timeline is about as wide as it gets.
What I keep coming back to is the structural question. What does Zelensky actually want from this meeting? A ceasefire framework that doesn't cede territory? Continued weapons support with a tighter timeline? Some kind of public commitment from Trump that the U.S. isn't abandoning Kyiv for a Russia-friendly deal? All three are possible asks, and they require very different things from Trump politically.
And Trump, for his part, seems genuinely uncertain about where he lands on Ukraine. He's caught between a MAGA base that has significant Russia skepticism fatigue and an establishment foreign policy community that views any Ukraine concession as emboldening Beijing on Taiwan. The Zelensky meeting today is one of those conversations where both leaders need each other to say something specific, and both have every incentive to keep things vague.